walk on in and tuck on up.
The idea of social awareness came about after David Jeffress, who's a long-time Sneaky Cruise listener and good friend, he suggested doing a 12-inch to launch his Haymaker Records label of remixes from Spatial Awareness. We settled very quickly on the getting Seekers International, Christophe El Truento and Trebillin Sound in for that, and from that sort of little seed, I suddenly started thinking, what about if you had a whole album of remixes from exactly the artists we play on Stinky Grooves? What a wonderful thing that would be. And so it grew, and that's what happened. And then Social Awareness, suddenly you got 16 tracks. Don't know how that happened.
Walk on in and tuck on up.
On the original Spatial Awareness album, Avant Grades, I saw very much as an introductory track, and I wanted to kind of up that vibe for the remix album and use it as a way of greeting the listener and also sort of greeting all these wonderful remixers who provided such incredible remakes of my work. So that was very much the idea between the second stab Stinktro remix of Avant Grades, was to sort of say a big kia ora and have a little bit of submerged sub aqua dubwise stretch skank nonsense in the process. Seekers International produced some of the most forward-thinking, challenging and exciting reggae music, or reggae-matical music, of the last few years, everything they do is just fire. I had no real connects with them before, apart from maybe doffing a cap on Twitter or something like that, but we approached them and they were amazing to deal with, and then they came back with Steamfish, which they just treated with such love. They treated Nzamba's vocal with so much love, you could just hear. It was very special, especially as Nzamba died before Social Awareness came out. So to have something like that, which is never going to be repeated, treated in that way, was just so incredibly special.
Up on me yard and them steam fish and crackers. Turn on me radio, me a listen few rockers. Me a bop bop on me door. Who that? Push it door and come in and make me calls. You never make me have to wait in vain. You never make me heart full up a pain. You never make me cry tears like rain. And the loving when you give me sweeter than sugar cane. Yes, I. When the fox can't get the grip, I'm always said so. I'm not true. You know how long I look this ayata. And the man them keep telling I that she's not a good man. Some say she this, and some say she that. Man even go as far as tell I that she's a big. But I no pay them no mind. No, I do my own research and find out. Says lie them and tell. She never make me have to wait in vain. She never make me cry tears like rain. She never make me heart full up a pain. And the loving way she give me sweeter than sugar cane. She never make her have to curse and swear. She never make I have to cry one tear. She never make I feel nowhere and tear. All she show I is love and care. Love and care. She needs and look how she sweet. Me say she love how the rasta man read. And she take care of the place where me sleep. And she cook all the food where me eat. Take front seat in my life. Right now me is more than a wife. Everything is yeah, everything nice.
This is Papa Cool Breeze representing the Seekers International crew out of Richmond, BC, Canada, and Quezon City, Philippines. Big, big thanks to Stinky Jim for inviting us along for this project. What struck us most about Steamfish upon first hearing was Nzamba's voice, its texture, weight, tone, but just as importantly, its upful words, no slackness, no negativity. There's this notion that in order to be edgy or provocative or to have depth in your music, that one needs to embrace darkness. Well, we're here to back Stinky Jim, Nzamba, and others in saying, embrace the light.
watch it. Pull up.
Who that?
Yo, watch it.
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 Pull up.
Look how she needs and look how she sweet. Me say she love how the rasta man beat. And she take care of the place where me sleep. And she cook all the food where me eat. Take front seat in my life. Right and now is more than a wife. Everything is.
Yo, watch it. Stop this up.
Triple and Sand is Alvaro Ernesto, who produces cumbia out of and related bass, contemporary bass music styles out of Lima, Peru. And he is probably, outside of Andrew Weatherall, the most played artist on Stinky Grooves in the last 10-15 years. I love his gear. He's very prolific, very consistent. If ever there was a tune that had to appear on the vinyl, it's Trevillian Sounds' La Creek. Played it out a week or two ago, and good gosh, it just comes alive. Angus McNaughton's mastering on the vinyl is incredible. And getting to see that whole process happening with the 12-inch being made at Stebbing, coming off the line with their brand new pressing plant, was quite incredible. But yeah, the Creek is it's just a proper little cumbia dubwise business that is so delicately done, and yeah, it's got monsterness going on in there. And it's Trebillian Sound. Get familiar. Jefferson Belt is a battle-scarred survivor of the round-trip Mars days, with his Table Manners album, which still sounds brilliant to this day, and we did a couple of split 7-inches with him as Unitone Hi-Fi on round-trip Mars as well. Love Jeff's music, always have, but I've got to say, I think Flames of Love is possibly one of the best things he's ever done. His remix just takes my sort of John Carpenter tributing nonsense into a completely different place, into the stratosphere. It's so minimal and beautiful, and it's one of the tracks that's definitely been getting huge feedback already from listeners and all the rest, and yeah, just a blinder.
Jefferson Belt speaking here. I'm a resident of the suburb of Morningside, Auckland, and I'm delighted to be part of the Social Awareness remix album by long-term champion of strange and beautiful music, Mr. Stinky Jim. I had to take some liberties in the process of remixing Jim's track Flames of Love. To do it any justice or to get my version anywhere near the level of the original, I had to do quite a bit of deconstruction, but I did leave the chord progression of the pads.
Thank you.
With some remixes, you send your parts off and you pretty much know what's going to come back, and that's a very cool thing indeed. And then there's others where you send your parts off and you trust in the artist because you rate their music so highly that whatever comes back in whatever style or genre or however, it will just be gold. And that was very much the case with this Owner Face from Amamelia. And it's really important to me as well, with looking at it from a Stinky Grooves perspective, of having some breaks on there and the way that it's just so well crafted, it takes you on such a journey. Words fail me on this stuff, honestly. I find it rather emotional talking about it. To have your music advanced upon by people in this way is just mind-blowing. It's very humbling.
AKA Amamelia, and I remixed Owner Face for Stinky Jim. Honestly, I was a little bit terrified when Jim asked me to do a remix for him, because he is such a legend, especially for me. He's been like around BFM, or like at least listening my whole life. I was like, oh shit. But as soon as I kind of went back and listened through to the album again with like a mind on remixing something, I knew it had to be Owner Face. The kind of totally tweaked out vocal sample just really spoke to me. And so I started off making it into like a jungle tune and then just kept pulling down the tempo and pulling down the tempo until it got to this kind of like, I guess, I don't know, like a mellow stomper.
We'll be right back.
Rude Audio are an outfit from London that I've been playing for a number of years on Stinky Grooves, having discovered them through Music's Not For Everyone, Andrew Weatherall's old NNTS show, and sort of linked up with them through Chasing A Tune after that, and then they've been sending me their music and I've been sending them mine, and good things happen that way. And Sand Gestures is a beautiful way to finish off the album. It's 10.5 minutes long and it's just a proper little epic journey on a slow chuggy vibe, and it just takes you places. Really, yeah, it's very important to me how a record fits together. It's one of the things I obsess about, I guess, and the way this all fell together, being able to run it in its original track list sequence, but all remixed and try and make that work, was something that could go right or spectacularly wrong. And when this came in, it was as a finale, I was like, yeah, we're there. So yeah, Rude Audio, Sand Gestures. We'll be right back.